taking another long swallow of beer. He watched Sage from beneath hooded eyes, wondering how much she knew. What was she doing in South America? Did she know the Cassis were hunting her? And where the hell was Paul Templeton? Templeton was the watchman who'd been assigned to Sage for the past several months. But when they'd put in the call for him to bring her back to America, there'd been no response. Either Templeton had gone AWOL, which no one believed, or he was already a casualty of what was set to become a war of deadly proportions. Circumstances being what they were, which was about a mile deep in shit and sinking fast, Quinn knew he didn't have any choice but to move as quickly as possible. He needed to act. Now. But something kept him back. Kept his ass planted against the rickety counter, his body vibing with a hot, angry restlessness. When someone accidentally knocked over a chair, Sage turned toward the sound, angling her head to the side, revealing the vulnerable length of her throat. It was at that moment that hungers too long restrained stretched to awareness within Quinn, the animal side of his nature blinking its eyes open to a lazy, dangerous, smoldering fire. He didn't take blood in the way that Americ did, but he still longed to clamp his teeth onto that tender, provocative part of her, while sending himself as deep into her as he could get. As if she felt the press of his stare on that pale, feminine curve of flesh, she lifted her hand to the side of her neck. Then she suddenly twisted in her chair, scanning the room, and Quinn quickly turned toward the wall, giving her his back. His fingers clenched around the bottle, nearly shattering the glass in his grip. Had he gone out of his mind? All hell was about to break loose, and here he was nursing a warm beer with a raging case of lust that could only land him in trouble. He didn't have time for this crap. Stop stalling, damn it, and get on with it. Turning purposefully back toward the room, he watched as she said something to the boy and stood up, making her way to the bar. She was talking to the short, smiling man behind the counter as Quinn moved to her side, draining the last of his beer. The second she turned and caught him in that deep, dark blue stare, the color as fascinating as the luminous perfection of her skin, he knew he'd been marked. Quinn set his empty beer bottle down on the counter, preparing to introduce himself, when she reached for it. He wondered what she was doing as her fingers closed around the thick green glass, her expression instantly shifting from wary unease to full-blown panic. Then, before he could even guess her intention, she suddenly hurled the bottle at his head. The glass cracked against the edge of his right eyebrow, splitting the skin, the hot wash of blood flooding his vision. "Son of a bitch!" She immediately started running, shouting something in Portuguese to the boy, who took off past Quinn out the front door. Moving in the opposite direction, Sage hefted the backpack she'd grabbed from the table onto her shoulder and pushed her way out the back exit, disappearing into what Quinn knew was the jungle. Swearing, he tossed a wad of bills on the counter and set off after her, hoping to God he could catch her before the fool woman managed to get herself killed. As he ran out of the bar, into the humid warmth of the evening, the air thick and damp against his skin, the last watery threads of sunlight began fading beneath the heavy weight of night. Quinn followed her scent, dodging the clinging vines of the jungle, his long legs making good time against her shorter strides. But she was fast. Too fast, he realized in the next moment, as a strong, noxious odor reached his nose, coming from the same direction Sage was moving. "We're out of time," he thought, gripping his t-shirt and pulling it over his head as he allowed the change to flow over him. Hell was already there, and she was running straight into its deadly grasp.